finding life rather dull, dreaming again of exotic places, wishing you were somewhere else. We offer you escape. Escape with us now to Western Europe and an exciting story about the most murderous group of men on earth, as Anthony Ellis tells it in A Bullet for Mr. Smith.
I've been asked to take the job because, as a freelance correspondent in Europe, I could travel anywhere and talk to anybody without arousing suspicion. I would be working for the French intelligence office, and since I was unmistakably American, we hoped that enemy agents would be slow to discover me as a danger to them. 5 days after I accepted the job, I was told to go to a little movie on the left bank in Paris where I would make my first contact. I went, bought a ticket, and found my way to the 15th row, 4th seat from the aisle. Excuse me.
Yes?
Could you tell me the time?
The time?
Please.
9 o'clock, monsieur.
9. Exactly?
9 exactly.
The men we are looking for quite themselves soon. They may be English, but they don't think so. What do I think? We don't know. We were from Paris 2 days ago, but we have an idea. He said it's for Switzerland. And the description, very meager. About 6 foot, 180 pounds. Dark, small triangular star on upper lip.
Okay.
There is a tobacco shop in the village called Devonne. It's in the Swiss border. On the Sunday is a monk, one of our men. Let her go there. Get Smith. Kill him if you have to. Right. It concerned the plans of one of Western Europe's greatest defenses against invasion, the new rocket bases in France. Somebody had gained access to all the details of those rocket bases, but it remained to find out who, and then to stop him before he could get them out of the country. By midnight, I was on my way to the Swiss border. The next afternoon, I reached Divonne and found the tobacco shop of my contact, Mark.
Good afternoon, monsieur.
I'd like some tobacco. Something different.
Oh, sir. I make a blend. Perhaps you will be good enough to judge it.
Blend or not. You are Zimont?
I am, monsieur.
You've been highly recommended in Paris. I'm buying tobacco for a friend of mine, Mr. Smith.
Mr. Smith. One moment, please.
Now,
across the border at Nyon, he appears to be a very rich Englishman. big Geneva.
He was in Paris a couple of days ago.
Perhaps he was.
What do you mean?
Perhaps he was. I am not trying to be mysterious, Mr. Rogers. I said perhaps he was because Mr. Smith may be a number of people.
Oh?
A number of people may be Mr. Smith.
Let me get this straight. Are we looking for a gang who call themselves Smith or one man?
I don't know. All I can tell you is that he are very clever and very dangerous. We had one operative working in Lyon. He became friendly with a Mr. Smith. They went boating on the lake. Our man did not return. An accident, said Mr. Smith.
Ah.
Wait. Stay here, please.
Good afternoon, mademoiselle. How may I serve you?
A pack of demerio cigarettes, please.
Demerio? I'm afraid, mademoiselle, that I do not stock the bread.
It's not so hard to get here. Or a toilet, please.
Certainly. Any luck, my dear?
I'm afraid not. Only toilet.
I just remembered. Demerio, was it not? There may be some in the back room.
Into the front room, but got only a glimpse of the man as he jumped into a closed closet. Tall and wore a mustache, I couldn't see the girl. Mark lay beside the counter, and packages, players, clutched in his dying hands. I knelt beside him. He was crying. Crying hard. Go on, what is it? Say it.
No. Wrong.
He was dead. So I notified the local police and took a bus to 7 miles to New York. I signed the register at the desk of the Grand Hotel and turned to follow the page to my room.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's my fault. I never look where I'm going. I hope you didn't break the mirror.
You're American.
Yes.
You're Indian?
Vermont.
Wonderful. I went to Bennington.
Oh?
My name's Mary Donnelly.
My name is Rogers. Alan Rogers.
Oh, I'm so homesick for some good American talk. Will you buy me a drink?
Why, sure. Something about meeting someone from home when you're in a foreign country, especially a girl. That is, most girls, but not Mary Donnelly. I've never met her before, but I knew her voice. She was the girl in Mark's tobacco shop. She'd been with whoever killed the French agent. And I had a hunch that was Mr. Smith.
I'm sorry about Harrison. Phil Freewitch decided the best way for me to forget the cab was to send me to Europe for a year. Here I am.
Huh? Nice way to forget a cab.
What about you?
Hmm?
What are you doing in Switzerland?
Vacation. I had a job in Paris and got tired and decided to come here. I wanted to see the rest of Europe before it blew up.
What?
You sound disappointed.
Oh, no, not really. I thought perhaps you might be a secret service man.
Sorry.
I'm being romantic. Did you look the type, you know?
Oh? Is there a type?
Oh, yes. Handsome, square jaw.
Oh, that's a broken jaw. I got it in a football game. Along with the name Whiz.
Well, that's a candy bar, remember?
Oh, you're right. I never thought of it before.
But the jaw looks very distinguished.
Yeah. It aches when it rains. It does. Oh, looks like we've got company.
Well, there you are, Mary. Right there. I hope I'm not interrupting.
Of course not. Mr. Rogers, I'd like you to meet Mr. Walter Smith.
Mr. Smith. It happened as quickly and uneventfully as that.
Mr. Smith. The same man I've seen leaving Mount's tobacco shop. It was all very chummy and well met. We had cocktails, we enjoyed one another's company. And to look at the three of us, you wouldn't have thought that espionage and murder sat with us.
You mean to say that you haven't seen Geneva yet?
No.
Well, that's capital. We must take you.
Madam?
Of course.
Fine.
Will you both join me for dinner?
Oh, well, I hate to break up any plans, but
well, not at all. I'm fit. And then afterwards, we can take the launch down to Geneva. It's a lovely trip.
Here, boy.
Excuse me.
Telephone call, monsieur.
Thank you.
Will you take it here?
No, thanks. Stop here a moment. Do you order another large, Roger?
Right. Merci,
monsieur.
Oh, he seems to be a nice fellow.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Mr. Rodman.
Yes?
What did you do yesterday, then?
Well, I can try.
I know it sounds strange, but please, don't go with us to Geneva tonight.
Why not?
Please, just leave the hotel, go back to Paris. I can't tell you anything else, but see what I say. Please, go away.
Suddenly, she wasn't putting on an accent anymore. The cocktail hour was over and so was the small talk. Mary Donnelly wanted me out of the way, yet I was pretty sure she didn't know what I was after. I was trying to make it add up when Mr. Smith came back.
I say, I feel perfectly skeptic about this, but I'm afraid I'll have drawn it off tonight, old man.
Oh, it's too bad.
Perhaps some other time,
A
frightful bother, but that telephone, well, it was rather urgent. Mary, the matter we spoke of earlier.
Oh, yes.
Do forgive us, Roger.
Oh, all right, forget it. Maybe we can get together tomorrow.
Yes, rather. Hey, come along, my dear.
Goodbye.
I'll see you later.
Oh, please forget what I said before. I was only trying to be romantic.
Sure, I know. You've been reading too much Eric Ambler and John Buchan. Spies and stuff.
Goodbye, Mr. Rogers.
Goodbye. Oh, we're on the move. Mom had said that they didn't have the plans yet. It could mean that Mr. Smith and his girlfriend were expecting to get them tonight. I followed them out to the lobby, watched them go upstairs, then sat and waited. They came out of the elevator together and left the Grand Hotel. I followed. It wasn't hard. They headed straight for the New York Railroad Station.
Hey,
Mr. A couple of friends of mine are taking the train tonight. They just bought tickets. A tall Englishman and a pretty girl.
Yes, of course. To Basel. Wagon D number 6. You are seeing them off?
No. I'm going with them. I stayed out of sight behind the wagon car, waiting for the train to pull in. Mrs. Smith and Mary Donnelly walked up and down the platform with a couple of nice tourists seeing the sights of Europe. Then a man came along. Smith shook hands with him and went on walking. As they passed me, I got my first good look at the stranger. There's something familiar. Something. Took a few seconds to register.
The man we are looking for calls himself Smith. He may be English, but we don't think so. About 6 feet, 180 pounds. Dark, small triangular scar on his upper lip.
Same I remembered. This man on the platform fitted the description the French intelligence office had given me in Paris, even to the triangular scar on his lip. I had found myself another Mr. Smith.
Escape under the direction of Norman MacDonald returns in just a moment. The Trojan horse worked out pretty well. It got the Greeks in through the walls of Troy so they could take the city. Well, false ideas can be used the same way. We're being invaded, so to speak, when we get hold of mere scraps of information or depend upon just part of the truth. Actually, there's very little difficulty in finding out for yourself what's right and what's wrong. All you have to do is keep well informed. And you have the advantage of the greatest and most accurate news sources in the world. The American techniques of gathering news, of culling the truth from the false.
You'll find all the right information by following the newspapers, the magazines, the books, by listening to newscasts and radio roundtable discussions on vital subjects. They're all available to you. Find out the whys and the wherefores. You'll be glad you did. And you'll be a better serviceman and a better citizen. And too, remember, the more you know, the higher you go. It's as simple as that.
And now, back to Escape.
That in my compartment, tried to figure out my mother's name. The dead certainty that Smith 1 and 2 were in possession of the rocket-based plan. The fact that they were headed for Mars told me that. Just across the Swiss border was Laura in Germany. Not a matter of 6 or 7 miles from Basel. Once inside Germany, it would be easy going for them to point east. I had to stop them before we got to Basel. But I was on a Swiss train, and the Swiss are the most neutral people in the world. They can get real stuff about their neutrality. I knew I couldn't get anywhere trying to hide, so I went to the lounge car to let them know I was aboard. Mary Donnelly was sitting in an armchair looking out into the darkness.
What
are you doing
here?
Going to Basel?
I know.
Let's say I'm romantic. It would have been very dull and neon without you there.
I don't believe you.
Listen to Smith.
Let me alone.
Well, they didn't teach you much about manners at Bennington, did they?
Manners?
Nothing. Oh, I'd be glad to see me.
I'm looking for it. If they know we're here,
they're what?
I can understand. Mrs. Smith isn't what you think.
Really?
Are you not believing me? It's serious. I think you're following them.
I am. Well, I'm following you, too.
Oh, what meant it?
Well, Mr. Rogers. Mary, you didn't
Mrs. Smith.
Right. I'd like you to meet Mr. Tall Chief.
Mr. Rogers.
Mr. Tall Chief, how do you do?
Why don't we all have a drink to celebrate? I mean, we only just said goodbye to Mr. Rogers and New York.
Oh, yes, a happy reunion, eh? You didn't say you were going to Basel, Mr. Rogers.
No. I didn't, did I?
Well, I'll order at the bar. Is Johnny Walker all right?
Fine.
I'll go with you.
I like my drink just so. Let's go with you.
You are.
Just working for a country like you.
They know it too.
I didn't think my being here would fool them for long.
They're stealing you.
Oh, a Swiss train? It'll take some explaining. We were Czech or Hungarian.
Better be an accident.
Like the others? Like the tobacconist at the one? I was there in the back room.
You knew I was all the time.
I knew what you are, too. What's the matter? You're homesick?
Oh, shut up.
Where are you going?
I don't know anywhere. I can't stand it.
You might try jumping off the train. It'll be quicker than a long trial. I thought you were going to faint. You got hold of yourself and ran down the car. I sat back and waited for the drink. It was going to be quite a game from here on. They knew, and I knew. And the question now seemed to be who carried the stolen plan. Smith? Tall Chief? Or was Tall Chief really Smith? It was beginning to sound like a who's on first routine when the Scotch and the soda arrived.
Well, here we are.
Oh, thanks a lot.
Where's Miss Donnelly?
Oh, she... I don't think she felt too well. Must have gone to her compartment. Rather sudden, wasn't it?
Must have been. Look here. Why don't we all go to my compartment?
That's wonderful, Tall Chief. We can play some cards. I imagine the poker's your game, eh, Mr. Rogers?
A good game. But not tonight.
Oh, but you must.
I mean, well, we can hardly take no for an answer.
No. I don't feel like it. Compartments are stuffy, huh? I stay out of them as much as possible.
This won't do at all. I mean, three is such a good game.
Sorry.
Mr. Rogers, you know what this is in my pocket?
Pipe?
Mm-hmm. Try again.
Gun. Well done, Mr. Rogers. Come on.
you're afraid it might go off? Make a lot of noise. The conductor down there might wonder.
Come on, Smith. We'll pop in with a girl and play some euchre.
Yes, right you are. Perhaps Mr. Rogers will join us later.
I'm sure he will.
I'd won that round. His father bluffed me and I lost out. But that still hadn't gotten me closer to what I was after. So I finished my drink, had another, and then I went to Mary Donnelly's compartment. Rogers.
I don't want to talk to you.
I'll bet you don't. Open up or I'll break the door in.
Smith is in the next compartment.
We'll keep it quiet. Can you get in? Is there an adjoining door?
Yes, but it's locked.
Doesn't matter. Won't you trust him?
They're angry with me. You think I have something to do with your being here?
That
comes. You don't know. You don't know what they're like.
I've got a rough idea. So did Maude.
I couldn't help it. I didn't know Mr. Smith was going to kill him.
Why did you go to Dufresne?
He said he wanted some cigarettes and special guns. They didn't have them in Lyon.
Go on.
Later, Mr. Smith told me that they found out there was a French agent in Lyon who knew about it. He said he had to kill him. It was so close to getting the plans, nothing could interfere.
Which one is the real Mr. Smith? Code Chief?
I don't know.
Are there others?
Yes. It's a code name.
Okay. Doesn't matter then. Who's got the plan?
I don't know.
Where are you crossing into Germany, Laura?
I didn't want to go. I didn't know what they were like.
Well, now you know.
It was like a game at home in college. We used to sit up drinking coats and playing up the markers. I didn't know.
Sure, sure, honey. You didn't know they play real rough. Bullets and everything.
I didn't go. But if I was wrong, I was wrong.
You sure were.
I'll help you, I will.
You expect me to believe that?
Yes. I don't know what I can do, but trust me, I'll help you get the plans back.
You know what it means if they find out?
I know. I want to help you.
It's not me you're helping. It's a lot of other people you don't even know. Okay. Come on. Next compartment?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to take a chance on you. You double-crossed. Mr. Rogers and Mary.
Hello.
Feeling better, hmm?
Come in.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Out, both of you.
What?
Go back to the wall over there. Go on.
Oh, now, look.
Hello. That's all right. You can do better in your own language. Get back. Now, I want this plan.
Guns make noise, Mr. Rogers.
Now, for the silencer, brother, you should know. Animal words.
Sorry.
All right, Mary Donnelly, or whatever your name is. If you're going to make a sucker out of me, now's the time. Yeah. Hold the gun on me. I'm going to tear this place apart, and if they move, shoot.
Yes.
Harry, quick, give me the gun.
No. I'll kill you if you don't stay still.
That's what I wanted to know. While he stood there holding the gun, I ripped the place up and down. There's suitcases, chairs, light fixtures, covering everything. Anywhere that a microfilm or shredded paper could be hidden, but it wasn't there. I searched the two men. I searched them thoroughly, but there was nothing. If one of them, or both, had memorized the rocket space system, I was pumped. And they wouldn't talk, so there was nothing to do but wait. We waited. Waited the whole night as the train crawled northward. Sitting. Locking the door. The girl sat staring out the window. Carlsky read a newspaper and then handed it over to Smith. I held the gun. And we waited. We'll be in Basel. In 3 minutes, Mr. Rogers.
Isn't this rather ridiculous, Mr. Rogers? Obviously, I'm beaten. Why don't you go back to your own compartment? We came to Basel for Laura.
If I ask you, Mr. Smith, I'll kill you with the same shot. I'm going to get those plans, my dear fellow.
If you kill our fusil for 1 minute, that another won't get through with the plan?
I don't think so. You've got them somewhere. And you know you can't get another copy.
The shot in the dark. As soon as I said it, I was sure I'd get something. They were getting nervous. Corky's eyes started to twitch. I kept up the pressure by tightening my finger on the trigger. Mary Donnelly just stared at them. Once the train stopped, I was finished. Either I shot them down or gave up. The train was beginning to slow down when I saw the headline on the newspaper lying at my feet. Only a second, but it was enough. Mary, hold the gun.
What is it?
Right under my nose. I've got it. English paper dated January 13th, 1916.
That was last month.
That's right. Don't you move, boy. That's a neat trick. Your paper, I'll bet, called Chief.
What of it?
Nothing much, except the paper came out last night at 7 o'clock in London, and you got on this train at 7 in Switzerland. Got to be some delivery service, huh? Let's see.
What nerve. Nice printing job, too.
She took her eyes off him just long enough. Paul keeps wrestling the gun away, and I was going down with a slip on top. I managed to roll out from under just as the gun went off. Now I got my arm around Smith's neck and held him against me as a shield, my back to the wall.
Now, Mr. Rogers, let go of him. You're finished. And you know it.
Sure. You can have him. I'll take my gun. All right, open the door, Mr. Paul Keith. You've got some explaining to do.
There was nothing to do for Mary Donnelly. She'd been hit when the gun went off. I'd like to have told her that everything was okay, but I bet she knew it. I'd like to tell her that in the report her family would never know. That's the least I could do. The Swiss authorities in Basel were tough. They had Smith and Carl Chief for murder. Me? Well, I was an innocent bystander. They had let me go. I went back to Paris with a newspaper under my arm. My job was finished, and I turned it over to the country that hired me.
Under the direction of Norman MacDonald, Escape has brought you A Bullet for Mr. Smith by Anthony Ellis. John Daner was starred as Alan Rogers, with Gene Bates as Mary Donnelly and Ben White as Mr. Smith. Featured in the cast were Larry Dobkin, Harry Bartell, Edgar Berrier, and Jack Crucian. The special music for Escape was composed and conducted by Del Castillo. Escape.
You've been listening to Escape, adaptations of the world's finest tales of adventure and mystery. Escape comes to you each week at the same time through the facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education.